along to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
Let the good times roll because the gang is back together. Soul Sisters and our dream partnership, Colgate Max White Ultra. We're so delighted to say that this season is brought to you with thanks to our pals at Colgate Max White Ultra.
Lads, you might buy the hat because we're officially a match made in heaven. And even better news, this season we're going to bring you an even brighter future for your smiles with more exciting news coming from Colgate really soon. Stay tuned to the podcast in the next few weeks for more info on that.
Oh, that's very exciting, isn't it?
Good tease, good tease.
Okay, so we both had an interesting week. Actually, speaking of Colgate, I made my way home from the island of Tenerife this week. So Jamie came up to me, and you know when someone says something to you and you're just staring at them, like they might as well be speaking a different language. Comes up to me, he goes, oh my God, like just so casually, there's a Colgate conference here today. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, there's Colgate branding all over the hotel. I was like, what do you mean, Jamie? Anyway, I go off and investigate. First of all, I text you. I went off to investigate, and there was indeed the sales conference was taking place in Tenerife, in the same hotel that I was in. It was just mind-blowing.
You sent me this picture of one of those pull-ups, you know, those
pop-ups,
yeah. Are you ready to unlock the future? 2024 Iberia sales meeting, the Courageous Explorers, May 7th to 9th, Tenerife, Spain, and Colgate up in the top right corner. Think I actually said in my voice note, okay, the challenge, if you choose to accept it, is to get in there, to talk to somebody or to pick up some merch. Did you do any of the above?
So there was a guy in a Colgate t-shirt standing in reception talking to two people who'd obviously just arrived and were also Colgate people. And I was walking past with my buggy and my family. I was like, how do I ask him for a photo without looking like a complete and utter nut job? And there was no way in my brain that I could make this look normal. So I just kept walking. So how was your week?
Oh, look, we've had a really exciting week on Dish. You know, Dish is a really exciting place to be anyway, because you have a famous face coming around for a really tasty meal, and Nick Grimshaw is, you know, a dreamboat at getting a good interview. But he excelled. He exceeded my expectations this week because we had Dua Lipa on. Dua Lipa, who, you know, obviously, or they, I should say Dua. Dua Lipa, who is like only the biggest pop star on the planet. Did you see she did SNL?
Mm.
And it was incredible at it. She did 8 sketches. She released a brand new album and, you know, sang songs from it in Times Square. She's got a cool 88.5 million people following her on Instagram. Like, there is Taylor Swift, and then like in the same breath or in the same ether is Dua Lipa. And actually we got lucky because Dua Lipa knows Nick Grimshaw from his radio days, but she also is a big fan of food. So Angela Hartnett would be one of her food idols. So that's how we managed, I think, to nab her in the promo window that we did. It's a really good episode. I'd love you to listen to it because it's great. But also, Dua Lipa shares, because she's such a foodie, she's not a gatekeeper, as she says herself. She shares all of her tips on restaurants and wherever she eats around the world. And she went to Copenhagen lately, and she, in the podcast, she names 3 or 4 really good recommendations for Copenhagen, which I took down and plan to visit when I go there myself. But yeah, well worth
it. When are you going to Copenhagen?
I don't have any plans or anyone to go with, but it's happening. I can feel it coming down the line.
I love, you're such a radio jock, it will never leave you, your commitment to saying a pop star's name correctly.
So Dua sounds like J-U-A. Mm-hmm. And Dua is D-U-A. The sun is out in London, and you would want to see, it's like you've turned on a light, physically and metaphorically. People's moods have gone from zero to hero. Are you the same over there?
It's funny because when I was in Tenerife, I said to Jamie, I feel so relaxed because I feel warm.
Oh my God. There you go.
When we are cold, are we in fight or flight mode?
We're definitely hunched. We're definitely holding.
Mm.
You know, like you're not relaxed. Everybody is just happier, easier to deal with. My week at work has been a dream. My commutes have been completely unremarkable. Everyone's just like, yay!
So are you still commuting bus, tube or what's happening?
Yes. Well, now that the sun is out, I should probably get the steps up. Actually, this is interesting. So I was talking to Nick Grimshaw of Dish Podcast. He has a trainer, a guy called Luke. And Luke is, he said, Luke is really fit, not like buff, but just fit. And do you know what Luke does to keep that fitness?
What?
Walks.
Everywhere.
He does about 20 to 30,000 steps a day. Now that's huge. But he must walk, yeah, everywhere, even in his sleep. And then he does a little bit of weightlifting. But Nick was just saying, if you can get off the tube early, get off the train early, get off the bus early and get those steps in.
This is the thing that I feel like when I live in cities. So when I lived in Tbilisi, mm-hmm. I had to walk out to get my vegetables every day, walk out to get the bread, walk out to go to the chemist. And I'd go to all of these different shops because they only sell like one thing in each shop. I was like, this is how cities are meant to function. And this is how we are meant to function as human beings.
Yes, exactly.
So I do really miss that.
So yeah, that's your little nudge if you're about to get on a bus or you're on your way home on the Dart or the train. Just get off and stop early and have a stroll.
Nice.
And you know what you could do anyway is put a bit of Phil Collins on Spotify. I got a lovely response to my Instagram post.
From Phil himself.
Phil's like, there has been an extra 20 people listening to my earliest work. Thanks, Claire. Your ma, the legend that is Shivy, said, Claire, thanks very much. I am listening to Phil Collins in the kitchen and I have bought a packet of hobnobs for Georgie to try.
So the other night we got in from Tenerife at 1 a.m. We had no dinner that day because our flight was at 8. We thought we'd have loads of time in the airport. We did not. We had an hour and 50 minutes in the airport. So we walked straight from security to the gate. So after the flight, we got off. It was the middle of the night. Pia had school the next morning. Terrible mother. And we drove home. Now, I knew that my mum had been knocking around my house for a few days because she always does really nice things for us when we're away. So I walked in and my house is so tidy and clean. The shivy shimmer, as we call it. The shivy sheen, is that it? And there on my breakfast bar was a packet of hobnobs. And you know, for a minute, I was like, what? A bloody coincidence. I have not seen a hobnob in years. How was there a packet of hobnobs? And then I was like, oh yes, myself and Claire Solon's conversations are public.
For the next 10 weeks, the conversations you have with me, the world is listening.
There they were, a packet of hobnobs, right? So I start laughing to myself. Jamie hadn't listened to Soul Sisters. Or does he listen at all? Let's do a test. Anyway, we put Pia to bed, gave Tally bottle, put her to bed. Then myself and Jamie were having a shower, not together.
Saucy.
So no. Jamie's in the shower and I walk into the bathroom and I said to him, did you eat anything? Because we were so hungry. And he turns his head, he goes, I just had 4 hobnobs. He was so freaked out that there was hobnobs, like, because I didn't tell him about Soul Sisters. He's like, so random. We've since been back to Dunn's. We've bought another packet of hobnobs. Pia keeps saying the word hobnob. So we're now like fully, it's hobnob land here. All thanks to you and your builders. I have turned into the organization queen.
Oh. We love it. We love to see it. Tell us more.
So since, you know, in the episode one, I was telling you that I was in that freeze mode for a good while, many weeks of the year.
Yes.
And I've come out of it now. And now I am in active mode. And because I'm not in season with the Good Glow, the Good Glow takes up a lot of my time. I'm like getting through loads of jobs. Mm. So I have come across a life-changing organizational tool.
Oh my God.
If this doesn't work for you, I would be so surprised. So I came across it on TikTok and it actually works. So it is, don't put it down, put it away. And then if you say it in the American accent, you'll do it because you'll be annoying yourself so much. But the tip is, don't put it down, put it away. Don't put it down, put it away. Are you good at that?
Now, this has my spidey senses tingling purely because I love the sound of it, but I know I do it. So living alone, I have the space and, you know, I have the agency to have this place exactly how I want it. So I do like, everything has its place and I do like to return it. The only problem is when I'm in company, I do it also. So if somebody puts it down, I'll put it away.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes unconsciously. And you see people getting like really sort of uncomfortable. They're like, oh, sorry, sorry. And I'm like, no, sons, I'm sorry.
God. Is this when you're in other people's houses?
Yeah, exactly. This is just me in their kitchen fixing the place.
Well, you're welcome to come to my house anytime you want to put stuff away. I just find it's so interesting because sometimes, you know, even when you get out of the shower and you're just dumping stuff everywhere, don't put it down, put it away. Don't put it down, put it away. Even like your cup in the morning, your, you know, the butter dish, the this, the that, the shoes, the coat. Don't put it down, put it away. It will literally take you seconds longer to put something away rather than put it down. And actually, think of the time you're saving at the end of the week when you have to spend the whole weekend cleaning up and picking up after yourself.
I still, from last season, do the closing shift. I still say to myself, it's time to do. And when I don't do it, I'll go into my kitchen the next morning and there'll be, you know, a stack of pots and pans and there'll be sort of like crumbs or a film of, you know, on the countertop. And I'm thinking to myself, if I just had spent 10 minutes last night doing this, my day would be different.
For any new listeners, the closing shift is spending, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes at the end of the night, putting everything away, cleaning down your countertops, putting away shoes, setting up your morning. And, you know, like you would do in a hotel, do the closing shift before the next shift starts the next day. And it is literally changes your life.
It's so fun because I do love to literally embody a staff member. So I do imagine that I am in a shop or a restaurant. I blast the music and I'm moving from place to place, putting stuff away, imagining that I'm going to be locking a door and pulling down some shutters at the end of the night. But it's
so
great.
Come here, would you listen to different music from morning? Do you have like morning music and then nighttime music?
Well, obviously I'm in a Phil phase at the moment, so Phil is on all of the time, but I would tend to be music in the morning as an upper and then probably podcasts in the late evening generally. Here, so I wanted to talk about the art of removing things from one's life. Now, two things this week that I have removed from my life, or I have noticed the benefit of the absence of them. First thing is, the builders have been here for a couple of weeks and they have painted my bedroom and taken up the floors. So I was in my lounge for a good week and a half and then I went back into the bedroom. There's nothing in the bedroom but the bed. When I tell you, I have slept better in that bed and that bedroom in the last week than I've probably slept in any bed ever. And I think, and I know, it's because there's nothing in the room. So I don't have a wardrobe. I have a rail of clothing, just a decision I made 4 years ago that I should have rectified, but I haven't. So actually, it's a really busy, the right-hand side of the room is busy with like clothes and colours. Then I had lots of other things like, you know, bedside lockers and bits and pieces around the place. Now I have gone completely Scandi and minimalist. It is, my mind is so clear falling asleep.
Nice. So what are you, how are you going to make this work?
I'm going to introduce a wardrobe for sure, because actually the clothes rail is too busy to have in my lateral vision in the bedroom. But honestly, I'm going to try as much as possible to create storage in other places in the home so that I can keep things to a minimum in the bedroom.
So I, in Tbilisi, there was a mirrored wardrobe beside our bed and I was tortured sleeping beside this mirror. I was awake all night. I just kept waking up in the night and like seeing myself, and I was like so tired. This was before Tali arrived that week we were there, and I must have looked it up, sleeping beside a mirror, and it's, you are not supposed to be able to see yourself when you're lying in bed. It's really bad for you. And I was like, God, I really got that energy. You know, so whatever you do, don't get mirrored wardrobes.
No, for sure. I'll definitely, I just want to get ones that blend.
Yes.
You know, that just are flush nearly with the wall.
Did Julie recommend like a minimal look for you?
Absolutely. She went for a really soft focus bedroom. It's now the only way I want to sleep, the only way I want to live in the bedroom.
So Jamie has been so generous to me over the last while in terms of myself and Tali co-sleeping. So since she was born, I've co-slept with her. Please don't send me any sort of emails giving out to me for this. I know the Soul Sisters won't, but so I just feel like I just love sleeping beside her, and she has slept the night since November. Like, it just works for us. And Jamie has been so kind, because he is too nervous to sleep in a bed with a baby. He slept in the spare room. So he came in last night and he was like, I was going to bed and he was like, we have to get her into the cot. Like, we have to, you know, move to the next step. And I was like, I'm just not ready yet. And he was like, okay, well, look, we'll talk about it. And I was lying in bed then and I was like, it just came to me. I don't know if I was asleep or not, but I was like, it's important for me to sleep with her for the 9 months, because I didn't have her in my tummy, in within me for 9 months. So maybe I just need a 9 month stint of being just her and me right beside me.
That is so sweet. And that makes all the sense. May, June, then probably by July, you might be looking at a cot.
Or I'll be sleeping on the floor beside the cot.
Or a divorce. Oh no, like, that's so understandable. Like, I hug a hot water bottle most nights.
Oh,
or a pillow like that. It's such an instinct to have them there.
I know. And Jamie's been so nice about the whole thing and like doesn't put me under any pressure. So I really appreciate that.
Well done, Hubs. The other thing that I'd removed from my life that I really thought I needed and turns out I didn't was a mortgage broker.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy the smokes, right?
Now, why do you have a mortgage broker when you have a mortgage?
Well, like, you know, because your deal is up after a couple of years and then you have to go find another deal.
That's literal hell for me. Just even hearing anything to do with that. Jamie does all of that.
See, I feel so seen right now, because that is exactly how I feel. And that is why I kept this man in my life, because I felt when he talks, I'm like Santa's little helper on The Simpsons. All I can hear is, what do you think? And I'm like, yeah, sounds good. What do you think? He's like, yeah, I think we should do it. Great, let's do it.
It's like sometimes when Jamie's talking and I'm not listening and then he goes, what do you think? And I'm like, shit, I wasn't listening to a word he says. And then I just go, I just can't deal with this right now. Because I know if I tell him I wasn't listening, it's going to create an argument. So I'm like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Could we talk about this later, please? Thanks.
And can you repeat everything you said?
Yeah, exactly. Give me a rundown.
So go on. What's this fella's name?
Well, this Ben. This dude okay. was, so he's like, he's, you know, like a classic estate agent, auctioneer sort of vibe, you know, drives like the lads over here would drive like a Mini emblazoned with the estate agents agency on the side, you know, sharp suit, a little bit ill-fitting, probably a little bit too small, big tie, big personality. So when I say, like, Ben and I have had many's the conversation and we spoke again and I'm with Halifax and he was like, do you know what? I think you should stay with Halifax and you get a such and such a deal and it'll be 5 years fixed and then that's good to go. And I was like, okay, Ben. So we talked about it, or you talked about it. I listened as much as I could and you made the decision for us and I'm happy. Ben then comes back to me and goes, oh, by the way, I know we've been talking for kind of four years now since you bought your place, but with our company, there's a fee and it looks like we waived it the last two times that we talked, but you're going to have to pay it now.
What?
I said, Benjamin, I don't remember you ever saying the word waiving of a fee. I think I would have been aware of that. How much is the fee? And he said, £700. And I said, Benny Ben, I am not in the position to pay you £700 right now. So you are going to have to go back to your boss and say, listen, this is very last minute. And if you do need it from me, I need a month's grace. And he went back and he came back and he went, no, sorry, like you can't have a month's grace. Like you need to pay it now. And I said, oh, what's my other option? And he goes, you just have to go direct to Halifax. And I said, what? I could go direct to Halifax.
Goes, you're yeah. fired, Ben.
I said, Ben, it's been real. Bye. Put the phone down. Got on Halifax. When I tell you on the website, I got a new deal, the deal that Ben and I had talked about, wrapped up, accepted, closed the laptop within 10 minutes.
Stop.
It was easier than logging onto my own personal internet banking. And then I just got all the documentation in the post and we're done.
Wow. What an incredible tip.
So all I'm saying to you is streamline your life admin. It's just so worthwhile. And also, I just feel great about myself that I don't have to be, you know, talked at.
I wonder if Ben's still thinking about you.
Oh, I'm definitely the one that got away. I mean, you can imagine him going back to his boss going, you know, she's gone and we didn't get the lifetime fee offer either. So
maybe Ben has a podcast and you have been at the center of his podcast for the last 10 weeks and you just don't know. Poor Dave. Never got a mention again.
Who?
Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And we say that because we know it happened to us. So, Claire, we're talking about our reasons to smile this season. And I know that you just go around smiling every day, but I'd like to know one particular reason that you smiled this week.
So this week I was in my DMs just reading, you know, scrolling. And one of the Soul Sisters hadn't gotten in touch with me. And I think she might have said something like, great, delighted that the season is back. And I saw previously that she'd asked me a question that I hadn't answered. So maybe last season, maybe like October last year. And she said to me, I love your lashes. What mascara do you use? And I thought, wow, what a compliment. I love that. And then I sat there, no joke, for 15 minutes thinking to myself, what is the name of the mascara? Now, the funny thing about this is, it's not just something I picked up like in the last few months. I have been using this brand and this mascara for, hold on, knocking on 20 years. And I was sitting there with my phone in my hand going, hey, it's.
This is perimenopause.
This is perimenopause. So Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. And it will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. Okay, on recommends this week. So I have been, you know, encouraged by you to share a little bit more onto socials. So each week I just do a little roundup of our episode on Instagram. 2 weeks in, let's not get too excited. But each week I have been drinking the lovely women's tea, yogi tea. And one of our lovely soul sisters saw this and sent me some of her tea. And she is Jackie Keane from me own county, County Clare. And she has sent me tea from littleleaf.ie. She has sent me gut feeling, pillow potion and chill pill.
Love that.
I know. Even the names itself is enough, but they are delicious. And let me just read what she said you should do. I've sent you two of the most popular and a sample of chill pill. These blends were inspired by years of experience working in reflexology, especially supporting women. These teas not only address physical ailments, but also provide a dedicated moment in the day for self-care and relaxation. Listen to this. Take 10 minutes to allow the herbs to infuse, inhale their aroma, sip slowly and immerse yourself in a moment of tranquility. This ritual allows you the opportunity to release tension and stress as part of your daily routine. Oh, and I can tell you, honestly, let me just go into pillow potion again. This is my fave. Look at that. It's a lovely, beautiful little tin. And she also sent me one of those tea leaf infuser things that you drop into your cup.
Beautiful. Make a ritual out of it.
There you go. And I think, I don't know if I said this to you last week, but I meant to mention it. I went to cut the mustard, got my decaf oat flat white. And for some reason, I don't know, I must have had a bit of time on my hands. I sat down outside the cafe and I drank the cup of coffee. Game changer. I sat down and took 10 minutes to drink it. It tasted completely different rather than me legging it back down the road with it in my hand, sip, 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 sip on the go and then back home. It landed into my belly differently.
That's exactly what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago when I said mindful drinking as opposed to mindless drinking. And that what I mean by that is that when you're on a night out and you're just knocking back the drinks, it's mindless. It just I feel like I've moved past that in my life. Mm-hmm. And mindful drinking, like taking a little sip, enjoying your glass of red on the couch or whatever it is, and just actually being aware of what you're drinking.
Try it.
Let me just cough. I got sick a few weeks ago and I haven't been that sick in years.
Really?
Yeah. And then actually I went to my homeopathy.
Homeopathy. You're the cutest thing. Homeopathy. Homeopathist.
I will never say that word fast. That's the one word that I just can't get into my head. My homeopathist said, it's okay to get sick. You're shedding.
Yes. My gang, my spiritual gang say the same thing. You are clearing. You are clearing emotional distress, trauma, stuff that's been trapped in your body. And your the physical ailment is the last line of defense. So then whoop, it comes out.
Isn't it so weird that when I got the all clear after the two cancer scares that I got the sickest I have been in years?
Bingo. Emotional clearing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Okay, so I love a good book, and Vicky Nataro, who lots of people will know in Ireland, she used to be the MD of VIP Publishing. She's in her 30s. She's always worked in publishing. She's so highly regarded here. And after years and years in magazines and supplements and newspapers, she quit her job and wrote a novel. And Vicky Nataro, for anyone who likes Housewives, reality TV, Vicky Nataro is our queen. She's written a book called Reality Check. And I don't know if Ireland has ever seen a book like this. It is heavily based on, it's heavily based on Lisa Vanderpump, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and her own life, because she has by choice decided that she doesn't want to have children. So she's put all of her reality TV and all of her own life experience into this book. And she has like the top people, Marion Keyes, Patricia Scanlon, they're all supporting her. They're all encouraging her. And this is going to be a bestseller. And this is just the beginning for Vicky. So I'm going to recommend her book, Reality Check. It's out now. Pick it up, kick back, switch off, have a read, and I hope you love it.
Oh, good on you, Vic. And also, look, I love a beautiful looking book. You know, you did the same with Glow, and this is has just a load of sequins on the front. It's just gorgeous. Now, this reminded me, right, we always close with a quote, and I have one for you today. And this was shared in one of my WhatsApp groups, and I went, oh, it took me straight back to Brian Penny flying at 14,000 feet. So have a listen to this. Your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. So that's Zig Ziglar. So many of us spend so much time thinking about what it's what we know, and it's qualifications, and it's jobs, and it's success and climbing the career ladder. Actually, it's your attitude in life that will draw all of the success to you if you just work on that.
Love it. So give us a little tip for how we can fly at 14,000 feet this week. And it's not, it can't be anything to do with Phil Collins or a hobnob.
Okay. Don't listen to Phil Collins, and don't. Do you know what actually, what I think really helps you fundamentally? I mean, a good night's sleep. And I have been taking magnesium tablets for the last couple of months. And truly, magnesium promotes melatonin, the sleep hormone, and it relaxes your nervous system. And genuinely, when I have taken a magnesium tablet before bed, I wake up in the morning and the first thing I think is magnesium. Because I'm quite a light sleeper. And I have a tendency to kind of get up to use the loo or maybe grind my teeth a bit. I wake up after a night on a magnesium tablet and I don't remember getting up, and I just can feel in my bones that I've slept really deeply. So that actually is my best tip for you to fly at 14,000 feet, because if you've a great night's sleep, pew, you're out the gap.
Nice one. That's a great little tip. Thank you for that. I might try it myself.
Please do. Please do.
Okay, that's it from this week's episode of Soul Sisters. We're going to have loads more news next week. We are going to bring you on a journey over the next few weeks of all the things we get up to, the retreats, the this, the that, the thoughts, the aha moments. And we're so grateful to everyone for the support. And we love the feedback.
Oh, listen, have you got a minute actually before I go? Just speaking of feedback. Just before I go, because I just took a screenshot of this from a soul sister, and I just thought I have to read this out on the pod. So, from N6 Creative on Instagram. She had shared our first episode of Soul Sisters. And she said, morning walk and podcast. So happy Soul Sisters is back. I remember when this podcast started, I was working in a job I absolutely hated and commuting for almost 2 hours a day. I was so unhappy, but listening to Soul Sisters used to give me a boost on my commute. This is the exciting bit. Oh, shivers. Fast forward 2 years, I've got tears in my eyes. I'm listening while living in a beautiful new country, the other side of the world, and running my own business. Crazy how life works out sometimes.
What?
My whole body has shivers.
That is incredible.
Isn't it?
What's her Instagram handle?
N6 Creative, and it's Nicola.
Oh, Nicola, thank you so much. I really want to know where she lives.
Yeah, actually, well, do you know what? This is embarrassing. She's put the flag, but I don't recognise it. Oh, hold on. I think it's Australia. Maybe it's New Zealand. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. Wait. Yeah, it's New Zealand.
Well, thanks for listening all the way in New Zealand. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, before we go, we got a few more passes for our Chicago half marathon. So training is starting next week. If you want to join our closed group, there's 60 of us heading off to Chicago in September. Drop me a DM. I'll send you all the details and we would love to have you part of this trip. So get involved if you like to just DM me on Instagram.
Chicago, I spent a summer there and obviously it is the home of the Obamas originally and Oprah Winfrey spent most of her life there. So that trip's going to be insane.
The energy in Chicago is the best.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, hope everyone has a great week and we will talk to you next week.
Keep the DMs coming, lads. I love to hear from you and yeah, have a great one.